Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The week ahead with CNBC on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tang and Panjing Yi, who's standing in for Ryan this week, and it's time to look forwards to the week ahead.
Oh my gosh, and what a week it's looks set to be. We're going to find out more from CNBC's Emily Tan. Emily, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's really nice to be with you guys.
Yeah, it's great catching up with you again. What a week we have. Davos, top of the agenda. And we understand that we should be expecting a speech from China's President Xi Jinping. Could you tell us a little bit more about what to expect?
Sure. This is the Davos Agenda Summit of the World Economic Forum, and it kicked off just yesterday and lasting for about 6 days. The COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination drives across the world are expected to dominate this event, including climate change, social and technological challenges, as well as the restoration of economies. It will be attended by French and German heads of state, the presidents of China, India, and Korea, prime ministers of Japan, Singapore, and India. But no U.S. officials are confirmed to attend, only to know that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, so definitely going to be hearing a lot about COVID-19. Chinese President Xi Jinping is due to deliver a speech today. He's expected to use this address to review China's success in combating the coronavirus and call for greater policy cooperation on global issues like the pandemic and climate change. Now, of course, as you know, this address comes just less than a week after the inauguration of President Joe Biden. So Xi may use this speech to send a message to the new administration about China's view on bilateral and multilateral relations. Sino-U.S. relations are at their worst in more than 40 years. Now, this comes as Biden has not made clear his overall China policy. Trade war tariffs remain in place while the administration conducts a strategic review. But his choice of China critics as top officials, like Catherine Tai as the USTR, suggests a continued tough stance on China. The World Economic Forum is going to be hosting a physical annual meeting in May in Singapore.
Yep, and don't we know it, Emily. Let's talk about the Fed meeting coming up this week. No policy changes expected from Jerome Powell and the rest of his team, but they see the outlook for the economy. That's going to be the focus in the wake of possible fiscal stimulus. Tell us what we can expect.
That's right. Outlook will be key, and this is the two-day meeting that starts tomorrow. This will be the first under the Biden administration, and at the last FOMC meeting, that was 2 days after the COVID vaccination started in the United States. At that time, the Fed remained cautious on its economic outlook, and as you already said, the Fed is expected to remain on hold. Monetary policy will be unchanged with the Fed funds target rate, the range 0 to 0.25%. The central bank is also committed to keep buying bonds at the rate of at least $120 billion a month until substantial progress has been made in respect of the economic recovery, hitting the Fed's inflation and employment goals. So outlook will be key. The COVID containment measures are going to keep the economy weak in the near term. So fiscal stimulus may take time to materialize with the Senate filibuster and potential of it getting watered down. So expect the Fed to retain a cautiously optimistic tone at its press conference.
Emily, and finally on data, it's looking to be a very busy economic calendar, and we have the first look into US Q4 GDP. Tell us more.
Yeah, we got a lot of data coming through. In terms of reporting GDP, we'll get numbers from France, Germany, Spain, Korea, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, and also a first look at U.S. GDP when it comes through on Thursday. After a record 33.4% annualized pace of growth in the third quarter, the economy is expected to have downshifted significantly. Consumer spending, which accounts for two-thirds of GDP, is expected to have slowed to just over 2%. Now, that's after a surge of 41% in the third quarter. Now, this week's Q4 GDP numbers are likely to be much weaker for this reason. Personal consumption accounts for over two-thirds of the GDP figure, and the slowdown in the November and December number may reflect a rather weak end in 2020. Expectations are for an annualized Q4 GDP of 4.3% growth, and that's a sharp slowdown from the 33.4% seen in the third quarter.
It's going to be that kind of week. Thanks so much for helping us get some context on what to expect. We've been speaking with CNBC's Emily Tan on the line. Emily, thank you for your time. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.